time she find a minute, that's the time when they begin it. Cinderella, Cinderella.
Cinderella!
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day it's Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping,
and the sweeping, and the dusting. They always keep her hopping.
She go around in circles till she very, very dizzy. Still they holler,
keep her busy, Cinderella.
Yeah, keep her busy. You know what? Cinderella not go to the ball.
What?
Not go?
What did you say?
You'll see. They fix her. Work, work, work. She'll never get her dress done.
Poor Cinderella.
Hey, we can do it. We can do it, we can do it, we can help.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. And during the holiday season, you think about giving gifts. Well, why not give yourself a gift? How about a Disney vacation? And who do you go see for that? Well, Santa's helpers at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. They'll do their best to get you the best for your vacation dollar. So give them a try. Go visit them at MEI-travel.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or you can click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
My name is Eve Vanderpool, and I listen to Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 118 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show, my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean. How you doing, Michelle? Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
My Christmas shopping? No, yeah. No. All I need is a credit card and Amazon, and I am. We have to get through birthdays here. We have a lot of birthdays in our house in November, so yeah, not yet. So how are you doing?
Doing okay. I think I'm going to give everybody plastic silverware.
Oh, for
for Christmas.
I did, however, buy my purchase today, which I already told you about. And I showed you on FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're doing a turkey trot. Mike has done this turkey trot in my town. And I bought a turkey hat. And somehow I couldn't convince my kids that they needed them too, teenage boys. But I will be proud owner of a turkey hat for our turkey trot. Because why not, right?
Okay. do you have a shout-out?
I do. Our shout-out today is to Jamie Gensimer from Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and she just became part of a new running team, and they did a 5K, so she's looking forward to doing more races. So yay for you, Jamie.
Yay, Jamie. So we're coming up to that time of year where we've got all these holidays. We've got Halloween, we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, we've got New Year's, and so it just seemed right that we talk about a certain topic on this show. And you're saying, Mike, what do holidays have to do with Run Disney and running? And, well, let's get started. Let me introduce our special guests. From Vancouver, Washington, we have with us today Mary Alicia Verdecchia. Hi, Mary Alicia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we have old buddy Ellie Agaluza from Cary, North Carolina. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you two ladies are here to talk to us about something that I really enjoy when I go to the races, and that is you two. Well, Ellie, I know I've seen you in costumes at Run Disney events, and I know that Mary Alicia does too. And Mary Alicia, you do more than just wear costumes. Don't you make them too?
I am not as much a seamstress. I will trim them. How do you say? I will tailor them to my body, but I don't tend to make my own costumes. I'm sorry, I buy them. But I do love seeing people that make their own costumes.
So I'm wondering, why would you want to wear a costume when you're running? I mean, I think it's one of the things that makes Disney races really special. You look out for people in costumes. Ellie, why do you? I saw you dress up in like the most amazing Tinkerbell costume. Why did you decide to do that?
I just thought it was fun, and every time I go to a Run Disney race, I always see somebody dressed up, and I'm like, oh, I really need to do that. So I did it.
And Mary Alicia, what about you? Why do you like to run in costume?
Well, running in costume is a great way to stand out, and spectators love us. Running a costume helps you stand out in a sea of people, especially the larger races like a Run Disney race. Now, although Run Disney races tend to have more costumed runners, most of those costumes do tend to be unique in their own aspect. It helps you get easily recognized by family and friends, and it provides fun and amusing eye candy and flair to everyone in attendance, whether you're running or watching.
Okay. And Ellie, have you ever done any other running costume aside from the princess?
For Tower of Terror last year, I actually wore a red and white skirt, and I had a black tank top on, and I had ears on, so I was Minnie Mouse.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought – I wasn't sure if that was you or Eddie McCoy. Eddie sometimes wears the same thing. I have a question for the two of you. So when you are thinking about looking at a costume for a race, I'm guessing that the first thing you're thinking about is, will this costume fall in line with any type of theme that is going on in the race? But the question I had is that when I see people running in costumes, I'm wondering what kind of material is best to run in, because – I know I don't want a lot of weight, and I don't want something that's going to get me hot. So do you look for something made a certain kind of material when you do that?
So the first time when I wore the skirt for Tower of Terror, it was tech material. So everything I had on was tech. But I can say that I had to buy new ears because I had the Mickey ears like our friend Helen Dunn wears. But Helen's were, I think Helen's are a lot lighter, and I had sequined mini ears, and they were really heavy. So when I got to Disney, I actually bought barrettes that I found in the Emporium that are made for little girls, and they're like a pom-pom with a little red and white bow. So that was the first time. The second time, when I was dressed as Tink, like you guys saw me, I just happened to be in Target, and I saw it was Halloween, it was this time of the year, and I saw just like a little, it was a green polyester dress, and it had spaghetti straps on it and a ruffle on the bottom, and it was Tink green. So I knew I could probably put my normal running clothes underneath it, so that helped. So I wore my normal running clothes, and then I wore that dress on top of it. And even though it was polyester, having my normal running clothes underneath didn't bother me. So
that was a great idea.
Yeah, and I've been looking this year and I can't find anything. So I guess I'm not going to be dressed.
So Ellie, I have a question for you. So I remember seeing you in the teen costume. You looked very cute. And one of the things that I thought, when I run any type of Disney races, I think of this, and I'm wondering, when you figure out what you'd like to wear in a race, and we're talking not just the regular costume, but maybe something like on your head or maybe even an accessory. How do you know you're going to be able to do the race in that costume? Do you actually train at all in that costume? And if so, I'm sure you get some interesting looks. So do you train? Do you practice in the costume?
Well, for the running skirt, it's the normal brand that I wear, so I didn't have a problem with that. But for the ears, I actually put them on my head, and I actually ran outside, and people give you strange looks when you're running around with Mickey Mouse ears on. But
depends on where you're running, I guess.
Yeah, I was running on my street like I was doing my 4-mile loop. And I was laughing more than running, because just to see people's expressions of, you know, of somebody's running down the street with Mickey Mouse ears, it's like, what's wrong with this girl? So the green costume I didn't wear at all, and I was just I know I had the wings on the back, but I was just hoping for the best with the wings. And McCoy helped me pin my wings on, and so did Laura. So they got them so that they were perfect on my back, so they weren't flopping around.
What about you, Mary Alicia? Do you train in your clothes that you're wearing, your costume?
I do, and I do tend to wear actual full-body costumes, and I do look quite the sight running down the street. Luckily, I am about half a mile from a running trail, a fairly long running trail, about 12 miles long, so I luckily only have about a mile of stairs and laughs and cars honking their horn, but I absolutely test my costumes, because testing my costumes has been able to show me on some that are just not feasible. I'm just going to chafe too much, whether they're too big or too little, whether I have a prop that's bouncing around and annoying me too much. I mean, I even wear down to the earrings, because if the earrings are too loud or they're getting caught in my hair, I test everything. So that's me, because there are just so many things that could go wrong with a costume. And 13 miles is a long way to run for me, where I might be carrying a prop in my hand, because I see some people drop their props along the way, but you know, I spend a lot of money on myself and I don't want to. So I test everything.
So you sent us a picture with you running as Mrs. Santa. So you tested that out? I mean, that was a pretty involved costume.
I did. And again, I looked quite the sight and had a lot of, I had even one guy roll down his window and say, I've been good this year.
Oh boy. Okay.
So I do. I get a lot of stares, but again, I'm lucky. I only have about a mile of my running that people will see me. And I usually try to try out my costumes for a minimum of 8 miles, because I found that 4 to 5 miles sometimes isn't enough for me, and sometimes it's just that little bit of chafing that once I pass the 7-mile mark is really when that chafing will become an issue for me. So, but yeah, I've gotten pretty bold, because for me, I'd rather not have the chafing and the getting too hot, especially Disney. Run Disney races when you're in California or Walt Disney World, it can get exceptionally humid. And then you add all the extra bodies that are around you, because you're not just talking about running alone. You're talking about adding thousands of runners that are running in a tight, close-knit area. So you're actually adding more heat than just testing your costume.
Yeah, well, that's true. So I'm wondering, if I decided that I wanted to run in costume, where would be the first place that you would look, Ellie, for ideas? Would you ask friends, or would you have something on an idea already? It sounds like going to Target kind of gave you an idea. Are there websites that you would look at?
I look at Sparkle Skirts, Team Sparkle. They actually make runners' outfits for, I think they're, I've seen both of them at Run Disney events in the expo. And sometimes I just, you know, look around at the people that I'm at, right at the race. It's like, oh, I could do that, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mary Alicia?
Well, I'm actually an admin for the Run Oregon blog. It's not my own Facebook page, but yes, they're absolutely fabulous. The Facebook page I do go to is the Running and Racing in Costume Facebook page. They're absolutely fabulous. They literally, one day somebody posted, what are the different types of costumes you can get with the color brown? And oh my gosh, there must have been 50 posts, you know, from bears to chipmunks to deer, just tons of different ideas. And people were asking, what can I dress as for the wine and dine? And people were suggesting, like, tables with a wine bottle or a spoon or a fork. And as Ellie was suggesting, there are even running skirts out there that are making specific fabrics with you know, dining things now. So there's a lot of great ideas. But for a lot of my ideas, if I can't come up with them on my own or I don't get them from the theme of the race, I'll usually turn to my running and racing and costumes group.
So our friend Joe Terracani, who does the marathon show, always says that what he likes to do is he likes to make his listeners famous. So we're going to steal that from Joe on this show. And we're going to make you two famous, and I'm going to start off with Ellie. And Ellie, I'm curious, over the next 3 months, which Run Disney races are you planning to run in, and are you planning to wear any costumes in these races? So people can come up to you and say, oh my God, you're Ellie from the Mickey Miles podcast.
So I'm running Wine and Dine in a couple weeks. And I still haven't figured out if I'm running in costume or not. So I might just be in plain running clothes or not.
I have an idea.
Who do you want me to be?
I think this is the time where we probably turn off the recording.
It was a bunch of grapes.
Oh, there you go.
And Mike can go as the cheese.
But Michelle, I remember at the Tower of Terror, I saw a little boy. He had all these green balloons around him. And
purple
he was
balloons.
Going
I've seen that too. Yeah, there we go.
So why don't you help me make that? So I'll come down early, and then you guys can blow up the balloons, and I'll put the grapes
on. He's so crafty, too. He can bedazzle your costume.
Yeah. How about January? Are you planning anything special for January? Are you doing the Dopey, by the way?
No, I'm doing Goofy. So last time I was at Disney, I actually you saw those hats that they were selling in those little boxes? It's a Goofy hat, and it's a barrette that you can actually pin onto your head. It's a little hat. It's like those. You know? Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them. The new hats that they're selling. The new ears. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's actually a Goofy hat. So I'm thinking I might have to do something with the Goofy hat for at least the half. I'm not sure what yet. I'm still looking for a costume.
So, Mary Alicia, what's your next costume race?
Well, my next costume race is actually this Saturday, and I'm going to be running as a candy corn witch at the Halloween-a-thon. But my next Run Disney race...
Oh, whoa, wait a second. How do you dress up like a candy corn? I have to hear this.
I've got some cute candy corn colored socks. Great. You can purchase them at the Spirit stores or many other costume stores. So I've got some over-the-knee candy corn socks. I've got the Run Disney shoes that matches it perfectly. And I've got a candy corn witch that I've kind of cut up a little bit because it wasn't run ready when I got it. And then I add a running bra, and then I do up my makeup too. I actually have waterproof makeup that I use and glitters, and I use glitter glue, and I can run with glitter on. I know, hard to believe, but I do, and it doesn't get in my eyes. And then I... add yellow and orange ribbons to my hair, and I have a candy corn witch hat.
Well, it kind of sounds like getting dressed may take longer than the race itself.
it really does.
So do people say, can I take your picture?
Oh, tons. I mean, I'm walking up to the race, and I'm not even getting to the registration booth, and I've been asked by 3 to 4 people to take their picture. And in fact, this morning's race, there were 3 girls from Japan, and they were so excited that there was this costume race going on, and they were just going around getting everybody's pictures. They were just so excited. It was awesome. And I was kind of disappointed because there weren't very many costume runners. So those of us that were in the full regalia were definitely getting lots of pictures taken.
Okay. So I have a question. So I heard that Ellie found stuff at Target. You can go to costume stores. You could get stuff at Disney and the gift shops. Where else do you get your stuff? Sparkle Skirts is another place. Ellie, what about you?
I've used all those places and Team Sparkle for my for the wings. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of wings on their website.
Any other place you might look?
I've been looking around right now at, like, if I go to Target. I was at Walmart today. I was looking to see at what their costumes look like. And now that it's Halloween, so it's easy to go look for stuff. So,
right. So maybe like after Halloween, you could get some good bargains on things.
Yep.
Yeah. What about you, Mary Alicia?
Ellie mentioned some great places. I'd also recommend the dollar store. You can get a lot of costume props and wings. Wings come in there about twice a year, and you can get wings for a dollar at the dollar store. A lot of different accessories and props I've gotten from there. I'd also recommend about March time, buycostumes.com sells their costumes for $10. And you could, you know, cut it up and tailor it however you need.
Cool. So I have another question. Mike, do you mind? Okay. I want to know if you've ever had a wardrobe malfunction while you're running, either one of you. Because I think this could be tricky to do. I know that, you know, you could be chafing or something like that, but has anything gone wrong? I guess if you're practicing, maybe that's not going to happen, but.
Actually, it can happen. I practiced for the Runaway Pumpkin last year in a pumpkin costume, and everything went great. Day of the race, it poured. It absolutely poured. So my green and orange hair was running down my face. My costume was soaked, and I ended up getting two large chafing spots that I won't mention where, but it was pretty bad. So even though I had tested it, you know, sometimes not everything is foolproof. So I would recommend that even if you are in the middle of a race and something happens that you're not planning on, I would bring along safety pins, because safety pins, if like you have glue or something that the rain washes away, safety pins are amazing. And then I bring a little baggie of Vaseline for really rainy races that I can kind of have those for those emergencies when I think that the Vaseline has, you know, you know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get it. Ellie, any disasters for you?
Nope, no disasters here.
Oh, that's good.
Well, when you talk about Run Disney, we always talk about how much fun Run Disney races are. And when you think about what Mary Alicia and what Ellie have been doing, they bring as much fun to the race as they can. And I think one of the things that we always want to stress is that Run Disney races are very much fun, and people try to do PRs, and it's a real challenge because it's so crowded and it's so much fun stopping and having your pictures taken. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that if you have children who participate in the races, especially the 5K, and when you're doing 5K races for, let's say, the Tower of Terror weekend or for the Wine and Dine weekend, there are themed races, and maybe the kids would have a lot of fun dressing up too. So we want to thank Mary Alicia, and we want to thank Elliot for coming on the show. And for Michelle Scribner-McLean, my name is Mike Scopa, and we'll see you on the road.
This episode of the Mickey Mouse Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. And again, it's the holiday season. Think about maybe giving yourself a gift and planning a Disney vacation. And again, Santa's help is awaiting for you at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. They'll do the best job they can, and anyone can, to help you get the best vacation experience ever. So visit them at MEI Travel, MEI-travel.com. MouseFanTravel.com, or you can click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Get them.